We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
CBS News Special Report. It's official.
On this vote, the yeas are 52, the nays are 48. The nomination of Amy Coney Barrett of Indiana to be an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States is confirmed.
The vote down party lines, 52 yeas, 48 nays. Judge Amy Coney Barrett will fill the vacancy left by the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the liberal icon who died last month. Correspondent Deborah Ferrone.
The 48-year-old is expected to be seated in time to hear some key cases, including one involving LGBTQ rights on November 4th and another challenging the Affordable Care Act on November 10th. She'll also be on the bench to preside over any cases that might arise from the presidential election.
Tonight's vote overcame Democratic opposition to the Republican president's third Supreme Court appointment and creates a 6-3 conservative majority. CBS News Special Report. I'm Matt Piper.
CBS News will be back live again at the top of the hour at 9 o'clock. Well, picking up where CBS News left off, we're now joined live by Oakland University Political Science Chair Peter Trumbore. And Peter, the CBS talked a little bit about some of the cases on board. What do you think is going to happen first? Because obviously for a lot of people, I think abortion has been the biggest issue that they're looking at.
Right. So I think that there are cases that are going to come up before the court in its next term where there's going to be an opportunity for the court to, if not overturn Roe, which I'm not certain that they're going to be willing to do, but the opportunity will be there to drastically scale back access to have an abortion. So I think that that's a top priority. It certainly has been a top priority for conservatives, and has played a huge role in how they've identified candidates for the federal bench, including the Supreme Court. So I think there is an expectation, and certainly based upon her own background and her writings and her public speaking, that soon to be Justice Barrett is going to be perfectly comfortable dramatically scaling back access to abortion for American women.
She held up a blank sheet of paper and said, you know, I have no notes, I have no preconceived notions. But, I mean, is that ever true for any justice we pick? We know this has been partisan probably since the beginning.
Oh, no, of course it's not true. I mean, you know, she held up the notepad to make the point that she wasn't working from notes and that she had this great sort of, you know, knowledge of the law and sort of this ability to answer questions without having to, you know, look at any kind of written material. I think the reality is that justices, people who are nominated to the court, are nominated because there is an expectation that they will rule in certain ways. And again, with Judge Barrett and again, soon to be Justice Barrett, she does have a very clear record of public statements and public writings that show her to be, among other positions, a very staunch opponent to abortion rights. And so I think that is one reason, frankly, why she was nominated. That, along with her position on the constitutionality of the Affordable Care Act, another issue that's going to come up before the court in very short order. So, you know, I think that what we are looking at is the potential to have a series of court rulings that are going to affect tens of millions of Americans in adverse ways.
And she has said, I believe in the Constitution as it was written by the Founding Fathers, which I find odd because, you know, that was at a time when women couldn't vote, African-Americans couldn't vote.
Exactly. I
mean, many people believe that that Constitution was written during a very different time.
You know, it's one of those things, and I'm not I'm not a constitutional expert, right? And certainly I'm not a legal scholar, but it does seem that folks who claim to be sort of constitutional originalists when it comes to the law, it's very convenient that all the things that they dislike seem to be things that the Constitution was not intended to include, and all the things that they do like, you know, the Constitution is perfectly fine with. So, you know, this idea of being a constitutional originalist, I think in some regards, is more of a smokescreen than it is any kind of a real indication of how she is going to rule on any given issue. I wouldn't put a lot of stock in what that is going to mean in substantive terms, because as you point out, to be a constitutional originalist would mean to embrace ideas that would have denied her the very opportunity to serve in the position she's going to serve in.
Right. And then, of course, the other big issue right now is this idea of packing the court. We say now we have a conservative majority. Do you believe down the road, say if Joe Biden is elected or sometime in the future, that people add justices willy-nilly? Because when you start that, when does it end?
I think it's a very real possibility. And I understand why Biden has been reluctant to take a stand on it. It's a political hot potato that he doesn't want to commit himself to. But that said, the Constitution does not set the size of the court, and the court has varied in size over the centuries. And frankly, you know, the Republicans have removed any principled objection to using raw power politics to get your way with the judiciary. So, you know, if that happens, in many ways, I would say the Republican leadership of the Senate in particular has brought that doom down upon themselves by playing this really aggressive hardball with the court. I think that what Biden has proposed, which is what he claims will be a bipartisan commission to study larger issues of reforms in the judicial system and in the judiciary, I think that's actually the responsible thing to do. And I think that has the potential to address some of these things, which has included, you know, the growing partisan nature of what is supposed to be a nonpartisan branch of government. It just hasn't turned out that way.
Speaking of partisan, and another of the big cases lingering, I understand, is the whole idea of whether President Trump has to turn over his tax returns and financial records in the case in New York. Do you foresee that coming up quickly?
Well, you know, it's on the schedule. It ought to. I mean, I don't know that it's coming back before the court. And given that that Trump's lawyers and the Department of Justice are not making any substantively new arguments than they made last time when the Supreme Court said, no, you know, you're going to have to show your records at some point. I don't see how they could win even with a Justice Barrett on the court. But that said, I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. I think that, and if and when it does, it's going to come at a time where the real jeopardy for the president will be in terms of criminal liability, not necessarily political danger.